listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Let's have Joan back just once more. Joan Morrissey.
Grand old southern shore, in the lovely Isle of Newfoundland, where goats don't roam no more. It's about a man named Dylan, whose cursing was of note, and how he was digging for spots one day when he landed in St. John's to buy a shirt for Uncle Dick and myself some new put on. I thought I'd stay a day or two as long as I was there, so I took a room at the boarding house on Federation Square.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlogging. For the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a very special presentation to the life and the career of none other than the Newfoundland and Canadian legend, Miss Joan Morrissey. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane back to those golden shores of Newfoundland here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com.
Some visitors tasted our Newfoundland screech, tipped up the bottle, drank 6 ounces each. Then they let out a yell as they ran for our beach. Thank God we're surrounding the sink. I'll hang them on the line tonight and hope that they don't shrink. I put some with the spot, says she, and then I let some drain. For the peels, they beat the Javics now for knocking out the slave. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch, there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the likes of you. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. It is with saddened heart that we announce the passing of a dear friend of the program who, back in the early days, around 2018, she graced our interview chair and would go on to grace it several times after. With that, it is with saddened heart, as I say, that we have lost one of the greatest friends a country music song has ever known, our good friend, Miss Jeannie Seeley, who is also the most performed artists at the Grand Ole Opry with over 5,397 appearances since May of 1966. Miss Seeley, a lady who will forever be remembered for her contribution to real country music, has gone to be with the Lord. With that, even though that this program is dedicated to another true lady of country music, I would like to still dedicate this next song in loving memory of a dear friend of Way Back Country Jamboree back in the day, and also Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. Miss Jeannie Seeley, who passed away, yes, on August 1st at the age of 85. May she rest in eternal peace and may her music live on forever.
Show me.
good morning, each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area, the Way Back with Johnny Whitlock show. I would like to invite y'all into another morning here at the Way Back with Johnny show, but also Whitlock Ranch and Studios, where this is recorded weekly on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway in Cornwall, Ontario. I'd also like to remind y'all that we can also be heard via CFRC 119 FM and also via our home on the internet at www.osherox.com. I'd also like to share with y'all that YouTube has a channel called Way Back with Johnny Whitlock, where I upload a lot of these programs weekly. And with that all mentioned, I'd like to invite y'all into this weekend's program and share that today we will be remembering a true pioneer of Canadian and Newfoundland music, also forever remembered as the First Lady of Newfoundland song, Miss Joan Morrissey, who was born Joan Learning on January 23rd in 1935. She tragically passed away of suicide on January the 10th in 1978 at the age of 42. However, today she is often remembered as the kind of music that we love in the Newfoundland area, and especially those old Newfoundland songs. I would like to pay tribute to Miss Joan Morrissey today, who will forever be known for her contribution to Canadian but also Newfoundland music. And she came along during a time when there was very few, if any, female singers in the music industry of Canadian music. She also witnessed and lived through a lot of heartaches and troubles, but today it is not only about that, but about her music. So let's open up with a very fitting song today by none other than Canada's first family, a song in the Ottawa Valley, and it's of course by none other than the famed Family Brown, and a song simply titled Pioneers. And what better way to open up the program than to play, of course, a song about a pioneer. Then we'll follow with a song by Miss Joan Morrissey herself called Golden Threads and Silver Needles. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good day to all my listeners out there, and especially the Morrissey family listening in. And also, Joan, we still miss you all these years later. This one's for you, honey.
Strawberry road. Well, they rode
is our tribute artist of today, none other than the First Lady of Song in Newfoundland, Miss Joan Morrissey. Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to some very special dear friends and family members. First of all, I'd like to send out a few special dedications as we open up today's program. First of all, I'd like to send out a special song to my beloved Mama Dawn. Listening in at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios for her today, it's going to be a legendary Newfoundland pioneer as well, Roy Payne, and a song that he recorded many years ago called Mama, I'm Not the Boy I Used to Be. Then we'll follow a song going out in loving memory of my late Granny Mark. And for her today, it's going to be a man who was known for being born in Nova Scotia. And Granny, of course, was also born in Grand River, Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia back in 1933. So in honor of Granny, it's going to be an all-time classic, My Nova Scotia Home, and sung today by none other than Hank Snow. Then we'll wrap up this set with one of the first songs ever recorded by Joan on her first country album titled Headed Eastbound. It'll be a song called All I Have to Offer You Is Me, and that's going out in loving memory of my late soulmate and partner, Miss Velma LaPointe, forever remembered as Miss Jenny to our friends and listeners. With that, I would like to say that Miss Jenny always loved the Maritimes and always dreamed of going to Newfoundland. Maybe someday I will get there again, but with that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of my listeners in downtown Kingston and also in the greater Toronto area.
Dear Mama, I'm coming home tomorrow. If you don't mind, would you meet me at the train? Dear Mama, my wandering days are over, and it's so good to be coming home again. Dear Mama, we'll walk the fields together, through the valleys we'll walk hand in hand. For it's so nice to see you and touch the soil of home so clean. But Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. That's wrong, but I think that I've found myself at last. Now just you wait and see that a chance is all I need. 'cause Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. 'Cause you see, Mama, I spent some time in prison for a crime that I'm too ashamed to tell. So when you meet me at the train tomorrow, well, don't be surprised at what you see. 'Cause Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. For I've been away too long, and I've done everything that's wrong. But I think that I've found myself at last. Just you wait and see that a chance is all I need. 'Cause Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. No, Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be.
Skies, where the shores down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossom sprays the dew kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, a place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west, and the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. Far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze. Where the purdy robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. And ask if he could rest, I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about. Of you.
what you want while you're still free. The only gold I have for you is in my wedding band, and all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansion waiting on the hill with crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy coat for you to wear. Everything I have is standing here in front of you to see, and all I have to offer you is me, and all I have to offer you is
where I lived in room has been renamed to our number two.
Hi everyone, this is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Now, friends, I would like to once again take y'all up to the mighty valley we call the Ottawa. With that, let's send out some very special dedications here this morning to my Ottawa Valley listeners, especially to two dear friends who are just like family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganville, Ontario today. For them today, it's going to be an all-time classic by none other than one of their favorite singers, Bob King. And from Bob, who did a beautiful version of Anne from Newfoundland many years ago, it's going to be that classic. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt in Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them today, they're going to hear a classic by none other than Mac Beatty, Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, and his classic called The Good Old Maritimes. And then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my dear friend in Brockville, Ontario, Tom Wilson. And for him today, it'll be a classic by Papa Joe, and also Ward Allen is joining him here, and a classic called Squid Jigging Grounds. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Valley part of the show and say good day to all my Valley listeners. Welcome and friends.
When the boss said take vacation, I went down to Newfoundland. I thought I'd hunt the big bone moose, then join the fishermen. I'd taken all the scenery, but little did I know, the minute that I stepped ashore, well, lo and behold, she was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. To heck with all the fishing and hunting that I'd planned, for it wasn't long till I fell in love with Anne from Newfoundland. For I never did go back to all the fast-paced living on the mainland money track. For I love that little outport in our home beside the sea, and especially Anne from Newfoundland, she's all the world to me. She was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. For to me I found a paradise, I'm a mighty happy man, with the prettiest girl in all the world, my Anne from Newfoundland.
Now I have traveled far and wide, I've been in many lands, in many places to reside, and I've shook many hands. I've been about, and I've found out that all the other climes can't beat the friendly folks you meet from the good old Maritimes.
So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be, and here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes. We'll be right back.
always wear a friendly smile of hospitality. The Nova Scotia fishermen give breakfast from the mines. You just can't beat the folks you meet from the good old Maritime.
So come right and pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime.
The beauty of this friendly land you can describe in song. Just visit and you understand and travel all day long. The hills, the valleys and the trees, the winding coast and lines. You just can't beat the beauty of the good old Maritimes.
So come right in, pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritimes.
Here, boy, out of the weather. I got a real old fishing story I want to tell you about how they go squid jigging in good old Newfoundland.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather with oilskins and boots and cape and satin down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chafin, there's young Raymond Brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. They're chawing hardtack on the squid jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, the chipper's gone chaffy. He's the best man at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a bustle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that nobody is drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered. There's spots of the squid juice that flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care a hang on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about one fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's cussing like mad on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever you feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirt and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without a silk hanky, you better stay clear of the squid jigging ground.
Now I left her in the mountains in the golden summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine.
Hello, this is Ann Allen, wife of Ward Allen, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Thank you very much for listening.
Ward Allen, he played fiddle, folks will come from far away to the maple sugar hole down on our happy west.
Now, friends, it's been a long time interest of mine to do a proper tribute to the dear lady we know and remember as the First Lady of Newfoundland music. So it is a great honor to welcome the next guest, who is the son of the First Lady of Canadian Newfoundland music, Joan Morrissey, Tom Morrissey, the youngest of six children to Joan, and also the only son of Joan and her husband Tom to our program today, Mr. Tom Morrissey Jr. So in honor of his mother, I would like to welcome him to our program today and also share that he is keeping his mother's music alive and well in today's era and touring around Canada and throughout the west coast of Vancouver where he lives, also recording songs that his mother made famous. With that, I would like to follow this interview, first part of this two-part interview, with hearing a version of his of none other than his mother's old classic, The Mobile Goat. With that, here now is my dear friend and the son of Newfoundland's own royalty, Joan Morrissey, Mr. Tom Morrissey Jr. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. Yes, your mother was quite the legend.
So I heard.
Now, what do you think of her being remembered all these years later?
Well, it just goes to show how popular she was, I guess, in Newfoundland, and you know, how her songs still resonate to this day on the island and around the world.
So let's go back to born the son of Canadian country pioneer Joan Morrissey. What was it like growing up?
With Mom growing up, well, we didn't know. I didn't know, especially me. I was the youngest of six siblings. I didn't know that Mom was famous or anything till I was, I believe, 12. She was, you know, she was just Mom. I mean, everybody always said stuff, but to me and my sister, she was, well, she was Mom, right? You know, she would, you know, cook our lunches and make our suppers and make sure we had, you know, we all had our routine in the house. You know, we had one bathroom in the house with eight people, so, you know, it had to be a tight ship.
Yes, it was. For sure. So, what would her, I'm of course reading your sister's book she has written about your mom, but what would you say her love for music came from?
Mom's love for music, well, you know, my uncles all played, and Mom's brothers, and I guess it's the old Newfoundland, you know, it's cold in the winter and there's not much to do. You know, you're inside and you sing and everybody sings and plays. And I mean, you know, most, if you go to Newfoundland itself, even to this day, you know, there's a lot of people who play music there, and they play music there because it's a sociable thing to do. It's like, you know, sit down to a Sunday dinner and have a jam after.
Yes, okay. So it was the way of the land then.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, you know, unlike today where there's, you know, so much technology and that, back then, wasn't any technology other than you know, picking up an instrument and listening to what you do, the radio.
Exactly, that's right. Yes, and you guys had a lot of it down there with the Don Messers and of course your mother and the different ones. Yes,
and of course all those guys too and girls who sang in Newfoundland and played. They were all friends of Mom's, and Mom knew them all. You know, she interviewed them too.
Yes,
you know, in her show and stuff that she had, and we'll get to that later. But she, you know, she knew a lot of the performers there, like the John Whites and the Eastmans and all those guys and girls, and you know, Carol Brothers, and they all hung out together, and you know, it was a pretty close knit community.
And so, what year would your mother had started in music?
Well, you know, I do know that Mom, when she was 9 years old, I believe I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But my sisters aren't here to correct me, I'll just say it anyway. at nine, I believe she won a contest.
Okay.
As a singer on a radio station, and then she got popular because, you know, as a 9 year old kid, and she had this, you know, heavenly little voice, and which grew into this big booming voice, and she you know, she started going on the shows regular after that. People wanted her on and people wanted to hear her, and you know, and then she would do local, you know, summertime, you know, down in Kitty Bitty where they'd have the boat races and stuff like that, and the regatta, she would sing there on the band show, and
I see.
And then that was it. I guess she was hooked.
Yes, okay. And so in her early career, she also had connections with CJON and CBC Radio.
Yes, now CJON, that was owned by Jeff Sterling at the time.
Okay.
Now Jeff was he owned the TV station later and the radio stations and stuff. And he had Mom on. She did radio shows. She wasn't with any particular one. She did CBC, CJON, CJOR. You know, back then it wasn't, you know, you worked for one station and that's it. You know, you could go everywhere, right?
And you could advertise for other ones too, I'd imagine. Yes,
of course. course. Yeah, you know, they're all interconnected somehow, some way, right?
Exactly, yes. It was in 1967 that she would record her first recordings. Is this correct?
Yes, she did her first album. She did there then. Now, the album, Sings All Time Country, that was a collection of a lot of, or mostly cover tunes and stuff.
Yes.
Because Lon was very, she had a very similar voice to Patsy Cline.
Yes, she did.
She was that style of singer. And, you know, over the years, she developed it even more to become her own. But, you know, growing up as a little kid, that's what she listened to, you know, the radio, which would have Patsy Cline and all those, and Willie Nelson and all those people on it, even before that, you know, which I don't even remember. But, you know, that was a big thing for her to emulate some of those singers, because they were like her school.
Or her mentors or whatever, yes.
Her mentors, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So after that album, when that album came out, that was her first one.
Okay.
Many other recordings of her before that were just on radio stations and that, but I don't know who has them. You know, there's sometimes I come across stuff and I go, where did that person get that? And, you know, because of Facebook and social media. And then, you know, somebody just happened to have a recording of something Mom did, and then there's an old radio station they heard it on, and they happened to record it, right?
Like you say, YouTube or the radio stations and what have you.
Well, you know, it's funny because Eric Dix used to be her piano player, who used to arrange with her and stuff. And he passed away a few years back, and his wife, Phyllis, gave me, they were friends of our family too, right?
Like, yes.
She was close to us. She gave me a bunch of reel-to-reel. I got about 20 reel-to-reels downstairs. I have a recording studio out here that I'm slowly getting in the process of going through. I had to find a reel-to-reel player first, and luckily my girlfriend bought me one, found one online, and I'm just going through it. And a lot of it is not Mom recording, but it's radio station recordings from back in that day.
Oh, nice.
She stick the microphone up to the speaker to the old radio, and he would record all every time Mom was singing or all these radio shows. So I'm just in the process of trying to go through that to see if I can haul anything out of it and use and, you know, put out there for people to hear who are fans of Mom's music.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's great. A lot of history, it sounds like.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yes.
Who knows what I'm going to find?
Well, this is it. Exactly. I know what you mean. It was also 1967 that she would bring out her first album.
I was only 4 years old, so I have no recollections. I heard a few things about, you know, they went in the studio, and back then you did everything off the floor, you know?
Yes.
Tape, right?
That's true.
You know, because, you know, tape was very hard to come by. Not only expensive, but very hard to come by. So you practice a lot of your... You did a lot of practicing. You rehearsed with the band and the group, and then you went for a take, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I would assume Mom did a lot of her stuff in one take. You know, it was very difficult back then to do that because, you know, microphones and everything were, and the quality wasn't, and even though they got great quality out of these albums, I mean, it's incredible what they got. There's people today can't even get there. It has that feel to it, you know, that old time that, you know, brings you, you can actually feel yourself going back in time when you listen.
I know, because I have an uncle that was in radio, plus I'm a third generation radio host, so I know exactly what you mean by the old microphones, yes.
Oh, yeah. I have a few of them downstairs myself. I use them for a certain effect.
Yes, exactly. So you also have recorded numerous songs of your mother's, including one that is a favorite of mine called The Mobile Goat.
The Mobile Goat. Now, pronounce it right. Not the mobile. The mobile is Alabama.
Mobile? Okay.
Mobile is Mobile, Alabama. Mobile is a place in Newfoundland.
Okay.
And it's called The Mobile Goat, and it's about a goat priest and a man named Dylan. And, of course, Mom back then, like a lot of performers, everybody did tongue-in-cheek songs, you know, right? They were, you know, for live performances to make people laugh. It was that old, you know, the Marx Brothers type idea of doing music, you know what I mean?
That's right, yes, and a lot of novelty.
Yes, and I recorded that song. I really liked it, actually. I brought some friends of mine out here into the sessions and stuff, and we just, you know, went off the cuff and said, hey, let's do this. I showed everybody the chords and went over the song, and I still, to this day, you know, I get requests for it when I go out and play live now.
Well, to me, it's one of her best, yes. It's quite the cute song, yes.
It's got a great story.
Exactly, and a great moral to it, too, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Looking at the trailblazer that Joan was, what is your opinion on her career in music?
Yeah, her being, now a lot of people call her the first lady of in Newfoundland, and like some of my friends from some of the groups back in Newfoundland, like Chris Andrews from Shanaganak, he calls my nephew, who did sound with him, he says, you're musical royalty.
Exactly.
He was musical royalty. And but back then nobody was doing what Mom was doing. You know, there were a lot of men in bands and stuff, but there were no women going on the road and going out and, you know, going between Newfoundland and Toronto and Nova Scotia and PEI and traveling to all these places and still being home with us. Like, we didn't, at the time, it didn't seem like she was.
I see.
She was quite the traveler with doing music, and she would go to every gig in Newfoundland. And then, you know, I went with her as a young kid sometimes. We would drive, she would drive, you know, for 2-3 hours to do a show and then come home. And, you know, she'd take me with her either to go backstage, or we always had a friend in some town that Mom knew that she stayed with overnight if she didn't come back, and we would stay there. And it was quite difficult for her. You know, she had to be tough. She had to make sure she got paid. You know, there were some people who thought they could take advantage of her.
Well, this is it. A lot of them still do take advantage of too many, I find, yes.
Yes, and it still goes on, for sure.
But yes.
At least today, people now can sue people. But
that's
then,
true, Tom, yes.
People do in rural Newfoundland when there's, you know, there's only one telephone in the at City Hall, you know what I mean?
Very true, yes.
Story of the mobile goat on the grand old southern shore, in the lovely Isle of Newfoundland, where goats don't roam no more. It's about a man named Dylan, whose cursing was of note, and how he was digging for spots one day when he spoke to
me. Have you heard the story of the mobile goat on the grand old southern shore, in the lovely Isle of Newfoundland, where goats don't roam no more? It's about a man named Dylan, whose cursing was of note, and how he was digging for spuds one day when he spoke to the mobile goat. Now the goat was stealing Dylan's spuds for 20 years or more, and every time he saw him, Dylan cursed and raged and swore. He was digging hard in his field this time, and the goat was chewing away granite rock when Dylan heard him say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a great big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, but not enough to fill a boat, and I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten stinking goat. Oh, I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten. Dylan got the fright of his life when he knew what just took place, and he said to the good Lord, 'tis the devil himself, come snatch me from your grace. Come take me for my sackling and my rotten life of sin. And he ran like mad down the hill to home, and the goat just fixed right in. But they say it was the priest just passing by when he heard old Dylan curse on the goat and the spuds and the Lord above for making all things worse. Just to hush the roars of the heavens above, he thought he'd bid good day. And as he passed that garden fence, the good priest he did say, are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a great big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, I got enough to fill a boat, and I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten stinking goat. Oh, I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten stinking goat.
You could never.
You could never tell Dylan 'twas the priest who spoke to stop his cursing spree. Passing quietly behind the rock so Dylan couldn't see. And to this day in Mobile, on that sure, there's a thousand who believe the goat spoke out when Dylan swore. Are you digging them, Dylan? Are you digging them deep? Are you piling them, Dylan, in a great big heap? Oh, I'm digging them, says Dylan, but not enough to fill a boat. And I'd be digging them more if it wasn't for you, you rotten stinking goat. Oh, I'd be digging them more.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit spencervillefair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, board, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
And yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to turn back the golden years to the golden era of country music in Newfoundland and pay tribute to another all-time classic by Joan. This time, it's going to be an all-time favorite off of one of her old albums. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door on the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. I would like to salute another wonderful recorded song from one of Joan Morrissey's albums. This time it will be a live recording from her album called Live at the Admiral's Keg, which was released in 1970. With that mentioned, I would like to play a song by Joan called Seven Old Ladies. I'd also like to mention that this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek song, as we mentioned a lot of Joan's music was. So I would like to pay tribute to Joan once again with this all-time rowdy classic called Seven Old Ladies. With that, let's turn back the years to 1970 and remember an all-time classic. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
We're going to do one now for some of our old lady friends and hope that we can fit this in. It's a real cute song called The Seven Old Ladies, What Got Locked in Our Letters. You've all heard it before, but join us if you can. And it's so dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in our lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. Now the first was the wife of the deacon of Dover. And though it was known she's a bit of a rover, she liked it so much she thought she'd stay over. And nobody knew she was there. And it's so dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. La la la. Well, the next was an athletic lady named Myrtle. She jumped all the top like a steeplechase hurdle. Her glasses got caught in the stay of her girdle. And nobody knew she was there. And it's so dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. La la la. Now we're gonna fool Eric again on this one. Oh, he got it this time. Well, the next was a lady, Elizabeth Bender, was doing all right to beg her suspender. Got all tangled up in her feminine gender, and nobody knew she was there. And it's so dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. La la la. Well, the next was a lady named Jennifer Penny. She just settled in on a personal whim. Somehow she got hers caught twixt the cup and the brim. And nobody knew she was there. And it's so dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there From Sunday to Saturday, nobody knew they were there. This time we're gonna do it by ourselves, so we don't need your call. Well, the next was the Bishop of Chichester's daughter. She wanted to pass some superfluous water. She pulled on a chain and the rising tide caught her, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. Sweet Nellie Pumphrey, she settled right in and she made herself comfy. Somehow she found out she could not get her bum free, and nobody knew she was there. And it's, oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Now, friends, I'd like to once again send us into the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com. As we send us into the second hour, I would like to pay tribute to a couple of sacred gospel songs by some true friends of ours who have recently passed away. First of all, July 28th of this past month, seen the passing of a good friend of mine, Brent Williams, and he was originally from the East Coast, one of the first bluegrass people in Canada. And so in honor of Brent Williams, it's going to be a classic called Church in the Wildwood. And I would also like to play a little clip from an interview I got to do with Brent back in 2021. Then we'll follow with a classic gospel favorite by none other than our late friend and true Opry queen, Miss Jeannie Seely, and Alleluia, I Am Ready. With that, we'll talk to you on the other side of the second hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening. How would you like to see your legacy remembered?
You know, I just want to be remembered as someone who has helped people and tried to lead people to the Lord, because I think that's really, really important. Yeah. And as far as my own legacy, I don't really look at anything like that as being anything profound. I think just being a person who people can say, you know, yeah, I know Brent. He was a good guy, and he helped me here, he helped me there, he advised me there, and I appreciate that. Just, you know, I just want to serve, and I just want to be remembered as someone who has been a good service to themselves and the Lord.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church by the wildwood. Oh, come to the church. So dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a bright Sunday morning to listen to the clear